But we now head down to the Valley of the Sun and bring in Extra Bags on Twitter with two G's. I always love following him. Covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group and the San Jose Mercury News. Andy Baggerly, good morning, Andy.
Are you telling me your entourage is in all assembled already?
Well, the entourage may be sleeping right now, so we have to wait and see if they're going to get up. And they had a big karaoke night last night, apparently.
Oh, well, you can't keep karaoke. Well, I'm up, Marty, so what do you got? How you doing this morning?
Oh, doing well. Glad to hear you. You know, first of all, is it about 110 outside again today?
Yeah, dry heat. It's a dry heat, as they say. Yeah, you know, I usually stay downtown and I'll walk about, you know, 8 or 10 blocks to the ballpark. And I did that Friday and I said, do that again. I'm calling it a Lyft. And I'm just going to, you know, take a $4 car ride because that's how hot it is. And I've never done that before. So, honestly, I really don't know how people live here year round. It's just, I mean, it's just crazy hot. I mean, dangerous to be outside for more than a few minutes. So, we love our air conditioning, Marty.
All right. Hey, Andy, you're breaking up just a little bit. Can we call you back in a second or check with you? Because I think you're breaking up. Where are you?
I'm in downtown Phoenix, Marty. Can you hear me better?
That's a little better. Yeah, you're sort of cutting out a little bit. But let's get into the show. Chris Stratton today. Andy, we talked a lot about Block on the show Friday night and his inability to strike people out. And eventually it kind of gets you as a starting pitcher. We've seen it in this series with Walker and with Greinke and Bumgarner to get strikeouts when they need it. So Chris Stratton all of a sudden has put himself into the picture. Two great starts against Milwaukee and Washington. This becomes interesting for me today against an Arizona team that's got to win a game.
Yeah, and I mean, Arizona obviously would love to sweep this series, and the Giants have just kind of found ways to come up a run short here in some of these recent series with the Diamondbacks. They did well against them at home, but the Dodgers, you know, they went to Dodger Stadium, lost three games by a total of four runs. And that's a crazy thing. They still have a chance, the Giants do, to win the season series. The teams that are, you know, and in the Dodgers' case, running away from all of baseball, you know, the Giants still have a pretty good record against both those teams and have really played them fairly straight up and fairly even all year. So, and Stratton, I think, is really interesting because if he pans out and he really makes you believe that he's ready to, you know, be a guy who can be a good fifth starter, all of a sudden, maybe you've got some options going into next year. If Cueto's healthy, Bumgarner's healthy, we kind of assume at this point that Moore's going to be back and they hope to fix him, and then Solarja. But, you know, if Stratton looks like he can hold down the fort in the rotation, maybe part of their using the bullpen could be addressed by, you know, Ty Block maybe being who can throw links as a left-handed reliever and you know, Will Smith coming back, and maybe then their need won't be quite so dire. Maybe they only have to go get one specialist type lefty, and all of a sudden they've got a lot more matchup possibilities than this group does. So, you know, you always want your players to do well because even if you don't have a spot for them, it opens up ways that they can contribute in other ways with depth. We've seen the Dodgers do that all year. I mean, they're winning with so much depth, and I think the Giants need to probably create some more of that.
Absolutely. Well, I'm with you 100% on that. Jared Parker last night, good game for him. He's hitting third with Posey behind him. Dwayne Kuiper mentioned on the wrap last night, he thought maybe Posey is not 100%. A lot of ground balls. He hasn't gotten a hit in the series. The one strikeout, he was just overwhelmed by Walker. Didn't look like a typical Posey at bat with a runner on third. Anything cooking with Posey, you think?
It'll be interesting to see if he's at first base. You know, I think that they'd hope to give Ryder Jones the day off against the lefty Corbin. And Hundley's done such a good job catching Stratton. Really, he's caught Stratton most of the time out. The plan was definitely to catch today, but it'll be interesting if she just decides to give him a full day off because I don't think that was the original plan. You know, when we asked Bochy about this last night, he just said that, you know, players get tired this time of year and they go through the grind and the dog days. And he didn't say anything specifically was wrong with Buster. You know, we know when he doesn't have his legs under him, then that's when he's hitting the ground balls. And because he's fatigued or because there's something else going on. But it's not going on and we'll keep asking the questions and trying to find out if there's anything that's more significant that's physically the matter with Buster, because you know, whether it's your back or your legs, if you don't have a good base to hit from, it makes all the difference in the world. And Brandon Crawford is a good example of the difference it makes when you do have that balance and that base. And he's got that now, and he's the best hitter on the team.
All right, Andy Baggerly with us. Andy, any updates on Brandon Belt? I know his Little League team is playing today, and he's excited about that. But and what's the story with Belt? The longer this goes, and, you know, people call in, we talk about it all the time, I guess there's a chance he may not play again this year. And how do you factor him into next year unless he does come back and play?
Well, I think that you know, there is obviously that chance because we haven't seen him and he hasn't been traveling or anything with the team. So you can't rule that out just because these concussions are so unpredictable. You think, okay, it's going to be protocol and then, you know, go through the standard wait time and, you know, once the symptoms subside, then we check these boxes off. And that should only take 4 or 5 or 6 days, and 4 weeks later, there you still are. So, you know, it's. I think they're smart enough to know that they can't predict how this is going to react, especially with the fact he's had multiple concussions and really the world college. You know, that's when he was almost knocked. And, you know, he doesn't catch, he doesn't play a position that out of, you know, that sort of head contact. You'd worry about catcher getting foul tips off the mask. But for some reason, the ball has found him, and it hasn't taken much to really knock him for a loop again. So, for sure, it's a definite concern at this point. I think I remember Justin Morneau was a first baseman with a lot of concussion issues, and at times it, you know, cost him entire seasons. So you hope for the best, and you don't try to get smart and predict this thing because there's really no sense in doing it.
No, you can't. But you know, you want to. He goes up from $2 million to $17 million, and he is your first baseman, and there's some doubt when you'll see him again. So you know, for a team that's trying to evaluate and get ready for next year, this is the last thing they needed for a guy who looked like he would be the first baseman. So we'll see how it plays out. One last thought for you before you run. Jarrett Parker, a good game for him last night. Andy, how does he fit into 2018? Where do you see Parker?
Well, that's a great question. And I think that, you know, they know they've got to fix the outfield defense. They know they've got to get a left-handed reliever. They know that ideally they would find some more right-handed power. And so that's why I think maybe Slater can have a chance to make his mark when he comes back, you know, in another week or 10 days. Parker, as a lefty, I think they kind of know that he's probably a platoon guy. He's probably a guy who, you know, if you go with him for an extended period and you try to get away with him in a position where you don't necessarily rely on him to be hot all the time, you know, then you can get away with it. But, you know, in a leaner lineup, you know, he can offer some power, which is nice, but, you know, it's hard to put him in a position where the team really craters if he goes through one of his dry spells, because, you know, his dry spells are really, really tough to endure. But when he's going good, then he can really impact the game. So, you know, I think they don't dismiss that they have an asset there, that they have somebody who has some value. But, you know, how they plug him in, I mean, they'd obviously love not to rely on him as an everyday player next year.
Right.
And they know they've got to get some more balance in this lineup from the right side. So that's what makes Parker maybe not an ideal fit as an everyday starting outfielder next year. But they kind of also got so many holes to fill, and you don't quite know what the market's going to show you in terms of ways to fill those holes, that they've got to be limber and ready to react in a lot of ways to try to improve this roster. And if that means that at the end of all of that, the best scenario is that Jarrett Parker's the starting player on this team next year because they've had to shift to other priorities like in center field, then that may be where they stand spring. But we're a long way from there.
Yeah, I agree with you. I thought if you get the big center fielder, and I'm not sure what you do with third base or that situational lefty that you talk about, that maybe you have room for Parker to put him in right field if Pence and Spann go to left field. So you're right. All those parts are moving around. Before I let you go, Sandoval, I came up with this thought last night that it's tough to just turn third base over to him. He's hitting well from the left side. Maybe he could become like a Parker, like that guy off the bench when you need him. I wonder if Sandoval could adjust to that as opposed to being an everyday or the third baseman against right-handed pitching. Maybe be that great bench guy who comes up late in the game against a right-handed reliever.
Well, I think that's a great point, Marty, and that's what they're sort of evaluating him based on now. I mean, you know, don't forget they're not going to pay him like an everyday player.
Right.
The minimum salary. And they would have to have him on board and be willing to take on that role, even though they would hold a club option on him, so his decision to come back wouldn't necessarily be his. But, you know, he loves to play, and he's motivated to do all those things they need him to do to keep himself in shape, et cetera, you know, when he is playing. And so, you know, if he's here as a part-time guy, would that work? I think that's what they're trying to figure out, just what his level of desire is and you know, under what circumstances he would be willing to be part of this. And, you know, if he surprises everyone and he still can be an everyday player, then that's great. But as we've just talked about, you know, they need something from the right side as well, and he obviously is not is trying to prove he can still switch hit, let alone be a force right-handed. So, you know, who knows? Maybe they go out and they, you know, find a Todd Frazier or something who can provide as a free agent, and they plug Pablo in there as kind of a platoon guy who can play a little first, and he's a bench guy next year. I mean, there's a lot of different ways they can go. But the first evaluation they're making is whether the guy can still hit big league pitch and can be in shape and wants to be part of this. And I think they're figuring that out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right. Andy, thanks for being on with us. And I know stay cool, be inside. It's about 80 inside, so I'm sure it's comfortable. But a lot of good questions. As I say, every day for me is answering those things that we talked about today. So I appreciate your thoughts, and I can't wait to see you next week.
Okay, look forward to it, Marty. Thanks for the time.
All right, that is Andy Bagley. Extra Bags on Twitter, and of course you can follow him, Bay Area News Group or the San Jose Mercury News. Always great to have Andy with us. Sorry it cut in and out a little bit, but I think we got the gist of everything that's going on down there. And those are the issues of the day for the Giants.